Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. Love it that it's a nice day outside right now, and maybe we'll enjoy some over the weekend. Got a lot of show to do today, a lot of guests coming by. Our leadoff batter is our staff meteorologist, our tropical weather expert, our buddy Dr. Bill Williams, checking in right now. So y'all can quit texting me and asking what Dr. Bill says, because we're fixing to get it from Dr. Bill. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Sean.
What's the story now? We have a name on one of these storms, and what else has changed?
Yeah, we finally have a name. Makes it a little easier to identify these storms now. Laura is a storm that is now moving, about to move across the northern Leeward Islands, which is the islands in the northern part or northeastern part of the Caribbean Sea. And it is now a tropical storm with winds of 45 miles per hour. It's going to take a long track now. It's quite a distance away from us, a track that will take it across the Virgin Islands, across Puerto Rico. It looks like it will impact also the island of Hispaniola and move along the northern coast of Cuba. Now, the fact that it's going to be possibly crossing or be close to some of these islands is going to keep that storm from growing into a hurricane for a long period. And, in fact, the high mountains on the island of Hispaniola, if it crosses that, it will affect it significantly, and it'll have to reorganize once it leaves that landmass. But it will continue to head toward the Gulf of Mexico, and right now it looks like it will move into the southeastern Gulf on Monday, most likely somewhere around noontime. On Monday, it'll enter the Gulf, and then start to turn more to the northwest. Once it gets in the Gulf, it's projected to become a hurricane. Of course, the Gulf waters are very warm, and the conditions will be favorable in the upper atmosphere for it to intensify and grow into at least into a minimal hurricane. Now, the latest projection from the Hurricane Center, if you look at the center track, it takes it right into Mobile, and that would be on Wednesday between 8 a.m. and noontime. That track's going to change. We've got several days, and the fact that the storm has to go over some land areas and large islands, that track may change a bit. But right at the moment, it is targeting the central Gulf Coast for Wednesday. In the Caribbean, the Western Caribbean, we have what's going to be eventually Tropical Storm Marco. That tropical depression is near the coast of Honduras. It's turning now to the northwest and is going to begin a track that will take it across the northern Yucatan Peninsula. So it will lose a little bit of strength. There are no mountains on Yucatan. So it will lose a little bit of strength, but it will regain it and become a hurricane, a minimal hurricane, over the western Gulf of Mexico. And it now appears that that storm will make landfall around the Houston area. And that will be on Tuesday. So eventually Marco will arrive about a day earlier than Laura. And it looks like Marco may lose some strength as it nears the coast of Texas. The upper air winds will produce some shearing, so it may drop back into a tropical storm when it makes landfall in Texas. So we will see two tropical systems over the Gulf of Mexico, a very rare event.
Yeah, you're telling us this morning, it's last time that happened was when?
Yeah, 1933. And one went into South Texas while another storm was over the Florida Peninsula and just touched the eastern Gulf. But here we will see two storms that will be right out over the Gulf. There is a slight chance that we could see two hurricanes. That is when Marco projected to become a hurricane. It'll be well out in the Gulf, and Laura will be just coming off Cuba. And so there's a possibility right in there that we may see briefly two hurricanes in the Gulf. But just having two tropical systems is very unusual.
And so, like you said a second ago, that Marco is about a day ahead of what will be Marco is about a day ahead of Laura.
Right, about a day ahead, and so Tuesday for that storm, and then Laura, which has a much longer track and takes some time, it'll come in on Wednesday. And right now it looks like the central Gulf Coast. Could be anywhere from New Orleans to, say, as far east as Apalachicola. The present track that they're using shows it coming in right into Mobile, but I wouldn't count on that. Things could change.
And you mentioned about Marco, because I want to circle back to Laura. You mentioned Marco, a hurricane, but maybe a minimal hurricane. Laura, what do you think? By the time it gets to the Gulf, are we looking at a situation where it can be more than just a Category 1, or is it too far out? Or
it could be more than a 1. It all depends on the conditions. When it leaves Cuba and the coast of Cuba, and it will have suffered a lot of friction with the land areas. But we do expect that once it gets out on the Gulf, it will reorganize and then grow into a tropical storm or hurricane, rather. Back in 1979, Hurricane Frederick came out of the Atlantic, and in a very similar way, it went over all of the islands. It visited Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, and by the time it reached the western end of Cuba, it was disorganized. But within just about 12 hours, that storm generated and came back up to a full-fledged hurricane and then continued up to a Category 4 when it struck the Mobile area back in 1979. And so it's not saying that this is going to happen with this storm, but sometimes they can really sort of explode, grow rapidly in a short period of time. And that's what happened with Frederick back in 1979.
And you're pointing out situations now. I mean, the Gulf is as primed as it gets, right, for temperature, for water temp.
The Gulf is warm, and that's a big factor. But important for all tropical storms and hurricanes is the upper atmosphere. If the winds are too strong, then it tends to shear. That is, simply tear the top part of the storm off, and it can't grow and may dissipate. But right now, it looks like, in the case of Laura, that we will not see much in the way of shearing, which will enable it to grow and expand in size as it moves into the Gulf once it crosses Cuba.
All right, Dr. Bill, I know there's more days between now and, Tuesday and Wednesday, but we appreciate your forecast right now, and we'll get updates from you as we move forward into next week. We appreciate the latest information. Thank you.
Okay, Sean.